This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council are still trying to reach agreement on what to do about Iran's nuclear activities. The United States has been pushing for the toughest action against Iran, moves that so far have been opposed by Russia and China. In a moment, we'll take a closer look at Beijing's stance towards Iran. But first, we go to Tehran, where we're joined by Carl Vick, who's a reporter for The Washington Post, and welcome.
Hi, thanks.
The Bush administration is trying to promote democracy in Iran. It asked Congress for $85 million in funding. You've reported from there that this plan is just the kind of help that democracy and human rights advocates in Iran don't need.
Well, that's what they're telling me. And in fact, that's been the response here for quite a while. Anytime that an American president says something that seems to align himself with people inside Iran, those people then become targets of the ruling regime here and are susceptible to being painted as collaborators or disloyal or confederates of the great Satan.
Well, you know, you reported in your article for The Washington Post that a couple of activists had actually been picked up and interrogated.
It's a curious case. There were some people here with a human rights group that was advocating on behalf of political prisoners, and they had accepted an invitation to a workshop outside the country in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates about a year ago, actually, of 11 months. And nothing really happened until last month, about the time that Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, announced this initiative to spend money on promoting democracy in Iran. And right about that time, two of the three people who attended the conference were arrested and have been held in solitary confinement since, and two others have been called in for questioning.
There's also a question of the timing of this plan of the administration's.
There is. There's a feeling that there was a moment here 4 years ago or 8 years ago when the Iranian public was very hopeful in electing reformers, and there was a Tehran Spring feeling. And we're not in spring anymore here. A lot of people have sort of lost their hope and have disengaged from politics.
You know, on its surface, the plan of spending millions of dollars of promoting democracy could be a good one. Is there anything that the United States could do to assist reformers in Iran?
It's a really delicate question, because these are two countries that for more than a quarter century now, since 1979 and the takeover of the embassy, have been at total odds with each other. Each is the villain in the other one's narrative. And it's worth knowing that a lot of the revolution, the 1979 revolution, and a lot of the modern history here has been seen through the prism of American conspiracies. The CIA did assist in the deposing of a prime minister here in the early 50s. It's sort of not entirely American support for Israel that Washington is seen as a villain here. There's more to history here than that.
Well, let's look for a moment at the Bush administration's push for sanctions and other punitive measures in the Security Council, and this over Iran's nuclear program. What have you been hearing from people on the street about this?
People are starting to get a little nervous because business is not good here. But there's also broad and general and fairly abiding support for the government position on this. Even people who don't like this government feel that Iran has a right to develop nuclear energy. They do say nuclear energy, and they don't talk about weapons. What's happened here is the government has very successfully framed this as a development question. And this is a country that sort of had 25 years in the deep freeze. It's been economically isolated and hasn't really advanced very much. And people are traveling and seeing how the rest of the world is doing and feeling left behind. So they get behind this initiative as something that they see as a way forward.
You know, I wonder, do people in Iran see the U.S. as speaking contradictory messages, on the one hand pursuing sanctions and on the other hand promoting a plan to help the Iranian people?
The answer is, I think they understand the duality, the sort of opposition. But they also understand that the whole world, that even countries they really thought they could count on, like Russia, are leaning pretty heavily on them about nuclear power. So they understand they're isolated on this.
Washington Post reporter Carl Vick speaking from Tehran. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.